Good evening. Thank you. We've spent the last few nights describing the progression from the beginning of Av to Tisha B'Av, where we stop new projects of building, where we stop any expansions, renovations to do with shelter. Then we spoke about imbibing wine and meat becoming prohibited, and then the increasing restrictions on clean clothing or new clothing. And then as we get to Erev Tisha B'Av, which of course we'll be starting in a few minutes, going into tomorrow, avoiding pleasurable strolls come the afternoon to avoid any sense of joyful learning as it becomes increasingly tightened around us. First, our buildings, our space, our time, and then our very minds are confined by this sense of grief. And then the final moment before Tisha B'Av comes is the Suda HaMavseket, which loosely translates as the meal of HaMavseket, the meal that stops, divides, is mafsik, to be a good translation. And part of the details of that meal are to sit on the ground. This is how it's described. Samoch la'arev, close to the evening, yoshev in ala'aretz. We sit on the ground, and then the next four words intrigue me. Ve'ein tzrichim lachalot hamena'alim, and you don't need to take off your shoes. It's an odd thing to say. And you don't need to take off your shoes. If I needed to take them off, tell me to take them off. Otherwise, leave it blank. It's an odd remark to make. And it strikes me, Suda HaMavseket is not just, oh, this is the end before Tisha B'Av begins, but actually this is perhaps the pinnacle, the moment that we've been building up to over 9 days, the Suda HaMavseket in particular, when we're sitting on the ground. And when it says, Ein tzrichim lachalot hamena'alim, it's not just a loophole and exception, oh, you don't need to take your shoes off yet, but in that state, you don't even need to take your shoes off. You're in such a place of grief and despair. You are Suda HaMavseket, not just that it divides time, but it divides you from the world. You're on the ground. You're not meant to be in groups. You're not meant to be making a zimun. You're on your ground, own, on the floor with the taste of ash in your mouth that you've dipped bread and egg in. And actually, when we do take our shoes off, and when we can't wash and we can't eat, perhaps that Tisha B'Av is trying to freeze that moment that we've achieved to just in the build-up towards Tisha B'Av. We try to achieve that mental state that we then try to preserve through the day, which of course we ease come the afternoon when we can get off the ground and things ease a little bit. We can start cooking for the evening when we start looking towards the future. But actually it's right tomorrow afternoon before Tisha B'Av begins that we are achieving the pinnacle state that we then want to preserve through the next 16 hours to do our best.